Welcome back to Classic TV Podcast. I'm Will, and tonight we will be talking about sleep. Okay, it's just me for right now. Blake and Liza are home sleeping. But I'm here at my place, and I can't sleep. So I'm just going to be talking to you guys about what I do when I can't sleep. And the first thing is probably why I can't sleep a lot, usually. So I'll get into that right now. Okay, one of the main reasons that I can't sleep at night is anxiety. I do have anxiety. And that means that I think about a lot of different things at night. For me, it's at night. I usually run a lot of scenarios in my head for some reason. I think about a lot of stuff, and it prevents me from sleeping, or it takes me longer to fall asleep just because my brain does not want to shut down. And it does suck. It sucks. Just because some days I don't sleep for 3 days, 2 days. I haven't slept for up to 4 days because of my anxiety. But I do have to deal with it. And it's something I deal with. And I know a lot of other people do too. Another reason I have a hard time sleeping at night is if I have a really stressful day. That does prevent me from falling asleep at like a normal time at night. For example, let's see. Say I have a stressful day at work. I'm running around. I have a lot of things going on. And then I come home, and it ties into, I think, a lot at night. Usually when I'm stressed too, my brain starts running around, figuring stuff out, just thinking about what I have to do, and it prevents me from sleeping. That's when that happens to me, I usually do fall asleep eventually. Usually with the anxiety part, I don't go to sleep. But at least that one, I do fall asleep eventually. It just could be maybe 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. Okay, another reason I do have a hard time sleeping has to do with the first two I went over, which is anxiety and stress. And when one of those happen to me, it throws my sleeping schedule off. So that also ties into I will go to bed later than I usually would like to, just because the schedule that I slept got messed up, and I just have to redo the schedule, get myself back into my normal sleeping schedule in order for me to get the right amount of sleep that I need. And that can take up a couple days staying up for me to get back onto that sleeping schedule. In this portion of the podcast, I want to talk about what you can do to help fix your sleeping problems, if you have any. So we'll get into that right now. So one of the things I do to help my brain calm down is scents. I do have a diffuser, and I do turn that on when I can't sleep, and that does help sometimes calm me down and help me fall asleep. Another option could be music. I know that doesn't help everybody, but when I listen to music, it does calm me down, and it does chill your brain out and help you relax and not think about stressful situations or what you have to do the next day, and it just helps you fall asleep. So that was a little bit of why I have a hard time falling asleep at night, and a couple ways that help me fall asleep better and faster at night. If you have any issues with falling asleep or have any recommendations for me on how I can fall asleep faster or anything that would help, please let me know. I would love to hear from you guys. Any suggestions or just your stories, feel free to call in and let me know. Thanks for listening to the Classic TV Podcast. I'm Will, and I'm signing off. Good night.
I love you so much. Goodbye.